So I realized late last night that I hadn't printed my homily yet. So I came into the office early to do that, and no luck. It's a new guy problems, but we proceed. Jeremiah is a great living witness of Christ's exhortation in the gospel to do not be afraid. Jeremiah is surrounded by his foes. They're shouting threats, planning vengeance, and he knows this, but his response is, "The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph." And then he goes on to praise the Lord. "Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked." He's undaunted. He knows that the Lord is with him. Yet Jesus says in the gospel, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." Jesus is pointing to the thing that we should ultimately fear. Not those who can kill our bodies, but the greatest thing that we should fear. And what is that? What is our greatest fear? What should be our greatest fear? What is our greatest enemy? And he gets at that a little further along. "Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna." Well, that's not the devil. That is God. Be afraid of God, but not in the trembling, cowering way, but have a holy fear of God, a holy awe of God Almighty. Then the thing we truly would fear would be the loss of God, the loss of God Almighty, Him who is truth, beauty, goodness, love. We'd fear losing those things eternally, losing Him eternally. That ought to be our greatest fear. One of my a favorite image I have, it's actually in that confessional in the back. It's the icon. The icon of the Anastasis, and it kind of depicts the events of Holy Saturday. And Holy Saturday, well, it's the events of the harrowing of hell, and Christ goes down. And there's many artists who depict this event because it's not really explained in the scriptures. St. Paul mentions it a couple of times, just briefly. But Christ descends down after Good Friday. He dies on the cross, and then he descends down into hell. But his descent into hell is not the slow, maybe floating of a soul down into the darkness like we might think. No, his descent into hell was triumphant, the mighty champion, resurrected, clothed in white, brilliantly white, going down as a champion to assault that dark citadel, to set his people free. Because before him, death cut you off from God, separated you. So even the righteous were awaiting in this dark place, waiting for the Messiah to come, to bring them back to the land of the living. So Jesus goes down. One artist depicts it, it's seen from the inside of the underworld, if you will, and shows kind of what's going on, and it's all dark. And on the side, Jesus is kicking in the door, and light is flooding in, and he's there triumphant. And all the demons are trying to hold and barricade the door, but they can't do it. He's kicking it in. He's coming. Even in Dante's Divine Comedy, when Dante the Pilgrim travels through the Inferno, down the seven levels, he notices that the lock on the gate of hell is broken. He notices going down that there's damage to the archways, that bridges are broken. And all of these images, these things he's seeing, are a reminder of that great battle, that great event when Christ the mighty champion came down there and hell had not recovered from it. And then the icon I mentioned shows Jesus standing in the middle, clothed in white, the triumphant resurrected Christ, and he's made it to the place of the righteous. He's surrounded by the righteous, those who are awaiting the Messiah. And he's reaching down with his pierced hands, the hands that bear the marks of the cross, that moment where Christ paid the price for our sins. He's reaching down and he's pulling up Adam from his tomb. He's returning Adam to life. It's a wonderful image. I hope you get to see it soon. And he lifts them up. Christ, the mighty champion, brings his people back to life. And he brings all of them and takes them up to heaven. I like that image so much, I put it on my ordination holy card that priests make. As you might know, I was ordained about 4 weeks ago. And don't be afraid, Bishop Kemi is not ordaining 16-year-olds. I am older than I look, I promise. But I spent 6 years in seminary training and preparing and praying to become a priest. And God is good. Here I am. I've been blessed to be sent here to Blessed Sacrament to be with you all. So I'm very excited to get to know you and to serve you as a priest. And you know, I was ordained with 9 other guys, so Bishop Kemi thought you guys were so special, he'd give you 20% of the new priests. So it's a very exciting time. We hope with an increase in priests to be able to have more priest involvement at the different events, different groups, different things going on, just to be around. So hopefully I'll get to know you and see you all. So I'm very excited to be here. And thanks for the warm welcome so far.